Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to
Healing Light Radio Show.
Welcome to the Healing Light Radio Show with your host, Reverend Stan. We will be teaching about the Word of God and teaching about the power of the Holy Spirit. I hope you enjoy this broadcast.
Welcome, everybody, to the Healing Light Show. And we're actually going to be talking about the cross and what Jesus did for us. How you doing, Ken? How you doing? We was talking about Ken a while ago. Kind of missed that old man.
We was.
Anyway, how you doing, Jacob?
I'm doing good, Stan. How are you?
Doing pretty good down here. Just trying to get everything going here and getting everything, just trying to get everything floating here for everybody here. So, that's what I'm trying to do. And we're talking about the cross tonight, and that's the most important thing, I really believe. What do you think?
I do, man. I always say that if you can't connect your beliefs to the cross, the grave, and Day of Pentecost, then you need to examine what you're thinking.
Yes, it's really important to understand what the cross is for us. I was talking to an individual today just talking about the cross and, my testimony and everything. And I told her, I was like, when I got re-entered into the body of Christ, the Lord kindly showed me how important the cross was and how you could go to hell if you're not saved through the cross. If you're not saved through the one and only door to God the Father, which is Yahshua Jesus the Christ, there is no other way. It says in the Word of God, there is no way. So if Jesus never died on the cross, we have no hope. But since he did die on that cross, we have all the hope. And that hope is what sends us to the Father. And it's going to be an awesome show tonight. And I want to thank everybody for watching. I'm keep on thinking I'm on the video show, man. But anyway, I want to thank everybody for listening to us tonight. And I'm going to go right into a Chuck McDonald song, and we will be right back. It is called Calling My Name. It's from the new Resolution CD from Chuck McDonald. Here we go.
I hear deep calling now too deep. I hear deep calling out too deep. I hear it calling my name. I hear deep calling out to like a prodigal son. His song's over me, his blows on my shame. From the deepest part of his love, I hear him calling my name.
Praise God. That was Jesus Calling My Name. That's a pretty awesome song. That's, you know, some of that Deep South, you know, Southern rock gospel, and I really enjoyed it. What do you think, Jacob?
Oh, man, I like the effects that he used in that song, dude. I'm a musician myself, and I'm attracted to that stuff by default. So I enjoyed it. I liked what he did with it. I mean, dude, he's a good musician, man.
Yeah, that was a pretty good song. And we might go ahead and play another one, which I'm going to mix it up a little bit tonight. And we're going to go back and start talking about the cross here in a little bit. But I like to play music and, you know, get people worshiping and hearing new gospel music. It really talks to your soul, talks to your spirit, and really gets you to know. I mean, everybody has their own ways of preaching the gospel, teaching the gospel. Chuck has his own, you know, Nate Mariachi has his own way of, you know, singing the gospel in his own specific way. He has some awesome songs. But like I said, Chuck has more of a, you know, Southern that he sings, and he goes back and forth all the time with this. But it really moves you into the spirit, really moves you into that type of you know, with that different sound. That's a different sound. I really enjoyed that. But I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go and move into another one here. And I've got, let's see who I got here. I got a, open up the heavens. I'm going to go ahead and do He Reigns. I'm going to go into this one. Here we go.
You to leave in Jesus' name. Spirit of fear, you have no place here. I command you to leave in Jesus' name. You're not welcome here. So go. No place here. Jesus' name, 'cause I got ready.
Praise God. That was John Waller. John Waller. He's the one that had a song on Fireproof, a lot of different awesome music that he sings. You can check him out on iMusic. I do not have rights to that song. It's just a song that I've had on here for a very long time. I will tell you that, but I will tell you where to go listen to the music and where to actually find his music. Like I said, it's on Amazon. You can buy his stuff on Amazon. Go to your local Christian Christian store online. You can find John Waller on there. And like I said, his name is John Waller. Here we go, John Waller. He has a lot of awesome music, praise God. And Jacob, what do you think about that song?
I love that song. That song pumps me up, dude. It hits me right in the neighborhood where I live.
Right.
It talks about everything we stand for, I'll tell you that.
Amen, amen. It's awesome. How, you know, the Lord really does a lot of things for us and moves. Now, Jacob, tell me what you think about the cross and what really does the cross mean to you and what the gospel say about that?
Well, let's talk about what the gospel says, and let's backtrack just a minute because I was thinking about this during the music. And, when Jesus was, before Jesus was crucified, you know, there was a, well, let's just put it this way. The Old Testament, all the Old Testament is a revelation, or it's a hidden mystery. Well, that's, the Bible calls it the hidden mystery of the ages. And so basically all the prophets were prophesying Jesus, the coming of the Messiah. Throughout generations, they were talking about the coming of the Messiah. And so let's just take, for instance, the first chapter of John. At the end of the first chapter, Philip goes and finds Nathanael, and he says, we found the Messiah, the one that Moses wrote about in the book of the law. He's the Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth. And so, but here's their issue. The disciples, there's a couple of them that were zealots, and the disciples were looking for a physical king to overthrow Rome and set up a kingdom, and that's who they thought Jesus was. Well, they were off by 1,000 miles on their interpretation of what they really thought it meant, and the Jews in that day missed who the Messiah was. And the Bible talks about in Isaiah how their minds were blinded. Well, they had to be blinded because Jesus had to die on the cross. See, Adam sinned, and Jesus was, being the second Adam, he had to die to make that sacrifice so that we wouldn't have to, you know, offer sheep and goats and bulls and doves and pigeons and, you know, keep going on. But this, they were looking for a physical king and to rule in a physical kingdom. And they asked Jesus all the time, when are you going to come set up your kingdom? Well, Jesus told them in different ways, throughout the Gospels, that the Son of Man was going to have to die. And they didn't understand any of that. And so that's the backlog. That's a backstory of why the Jews missed Jesus, including the disciples. They didn't. It's not that they missed him. They didn't really understand what was going on and why Jesus kept talking like that. But the cross, T.L. Osborne said this. T.L. Osborne is a great man of God. He had 60 years worth of fantastic ministry overseas, healing crusades. You know, you can check out T.L. Osborne. Just Google his name and find out all about him. But he said this. He said, without the cross, there would be no Pentecost. And Pentecost is the day the kingdom came to earth. And so what is the cross to me? The cross is not only the key to salvation, but the cross opened up the door to 40 days later to 50 days later and the day of Pentecost when Jesus' fulfillment of the kingdom actually happened. So the cross is extremely important, not just for John 14:6 in the area of salvation. That is extremely important. But yes, as equally as important is the day of Pentecost. And so, you know, there would be no cross. There would be no Pentecost without the cross of Jesus Christ. That is a staple of the Christian faith.
Yes, and what's the next thing is that for us Gentiles, we wouldn't have a chance to make it to the Father. Because if Jesus didn't die, there would have been no way to the Father because only the Jews knew the correct way to the Father. And when Jesus died and they denied him, when his own people denied him, he opened it up for everybody. What people don't understand, when he was here on this earth, he was here for his own people. But when he died and then he came back again, he came with arms open for everybody, not just for the Israelis or the Jewish people. He came for everybody. Where he could bring everybody through him, it would believe in him, where he would bring everybody to the Father, praise God. And if he never did die on the cross, that would never happen, would it, Jacob?
It would have never happened, and we'd still be stuck in the same position that they were in, and we'd still be doing the same mess that they were doing, trying to cover. See, that's the difference between the old and the new covenant. The great thing about the cross is that was the end of the old, that was the end of the old covenant and all the sacrifices and the perfect sacrifice. The perfect sacrifice was made once and for all. And, you know, John 14:6 says that no man comes to the Father but by me. Speaking, Jesus is telling his disciples that. And, yes. There's no way, there's no other door. I don't care what Oprah says, there's no other door.
Yeah, I know Galatians 2:20 says this, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave me himself for me. So when he was on the cross, he was thinking of each one of us, no matter where you are right now, no matter if you're on drugs, if you're strung out, if you have no home, if you've hated God and somebody has programmed you to hate Jesus. I mean, there's a lot of Islamic people that they have been brainwashed to hate Christians, to hate Jesus, and they've never really saw the whole truth. But Jesus still loves you. He died for you, too. He died for everybody. No matter who you are, he died for you. And, you know, Hebrews 12:2 says, look into Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, depression, and shame, and seated at the right hand of the throne of God. He actually crossed. He took that depression. He took that anxiety. He took the shame that he had, you know, the Son of God up on the cross. Everybody would laugh at him. Look at you now. Look where we put you now. The devil is sitting there pointing at him through these people. You got to understand that the devil was in these people, pointing these people. Look here. I beat you, God. I put your Son on the cross, and everybody's denying who he is. Look here. I told you I'd get you. I told you I'd get you. All these people, even some of the thief on the cross, they was making fun of him, but there was one thief that knew who he was that said, Jesus, you the Son of God, remember me in paradise. He said, for today you will be with me in paradise, praise God. So the devil tried to have the whole world, even turned his own family and his own friends against him. A lot of disciples left. They hid because they weren't sure what was going on. So they put him on the cross. You know, these disciples fell into doubt. They're like, oh, man, he's dead. What are we going to do now? They're all coming after us. We better go and hide because they're after us now. Right, Jacob?
Yeah, I like some of the stuff that you read. I was actually thinking about that verse that you were talking about where he said, you know, he endured the cross, but he saw the joy beyond the cross. The joy beyond the cross, there's another scripture that fits with that, and it talks about how Jesus was going to bring many sons to glory. And he was looking at the victory. He wasn't looking at the suffering. He endured the suffering for the victory. And the victory was the salvation and the reconnection and reconciliation with the Father that was going to take place. And there's another aspect of the cross that we need to look at, and let's not forget about this, that whenever Jesus was brought before Pilate, and Pilate brought Jesus before the crowd, he said, you know, at the Passover, I'm you know, obligated to release one of the prisoners to you. Who would it be? And they said Barabbas. Well, let's not forget that Jesus took the place of a thief and a murderer.
Yep.
So that's a picture of him taking everybody's place.
Yep.
You know,
he took the place for the sinner on the day before he got put on the cross, because the day that they put Barabbas. He deserved to be put on the cross. He killed, he murdered, he lied, he cheated. He did all these things. He was well known for being a killer, a murderer. He was well known for that. But he was the only Jewish person, except for Jesus, that Rome had in prison, that the judge had in prison. And, you know, every day around this top of the year that he would release one Jewish prisoner for everybody. Whichever one they want, he would release one Jewish prisoner. So since they had Yeshua, Jesus, and they said, you want Barabbas or Jesus? And they said, you know, we want Barabbas, because the Pharisees was wanting Jesus crucified to shut him up where he couldn't tell no more about the truth about the Father and about the lies and deceit that they was doing and manipulating the people. If they could shut him up, they can get him out of there. They wouldn't know that they was actually walking what Father God was wanting to happen, because when Jesus died, the devil was finished. The devil was finished, and they didn't know that. They just said, hey, we're going to put him in death. We're going to knock the Son of God out of this earth, and we're done with him. But they wasn't done with him. He actually conquered all of them, praise God. So at that time, Barabbas, the person that was representing us, the sinners, the murderers, the thieves, the killers, all these people was representing in that day in Barabbas. And Jesus took the place of him and died on the cross, a horrible death. All the things that they did to Jesus, they beat him so bad that and so bloody and meat coming out of his arms that they couldn't recognize who he was. He took every single pain, every single thing for you guys, for all of us. No matter where you are, he took that on that cross that day. But he knew that there was going to be victory. He knew if he didn't do it, everybody was going to have to take this pain, take this death. All the sins that they've done, they was going to have to pay for it. You can't go to the Father not unless that sin and that stuff is paid for. The blood of the Lamb had to be on the, what was the the judgment seat. What was that about the blood of the lamb had to be on the seat?
Yeah, the high priest came in the old covenant and sprinkled it once a year on the mercy seat. Well,
mercy seat.
Jesus became high priest for us and sprinkled his blood once and for all.
Yep. He sprinkled his blood on the mercy seat, and that mercy will scream forever for us. No matter where you are, the blood of Jesus will talk for you because it has been placed on the mercy seat for you in front of Father God. Now, the devil can judge you all day, but it doesn't matter what he says. It matters what the Creator says. The devil just try to mess with your mind and pull you and destroy you here in this form with lying, manipulating you and saying, oh, God never forgave you, and Jesus is this and Jesus is that. Just try to get you to pull you away from the Lord where he can get you back into that mix of sin and destruction. But if you have fully gave yourself to Jesus, his blood that was shed on that day on that cross was shed for you. And if you give your heart and everything to him, and you say, and you repent, and you say, I'm sorry, Lord, for all the things I've done, and I hand all these things for you, all these things to you today. I ask for your blood to take the sin from me, and I accept you as my Lord and Savior. And as soon as you stepped him into your heart, what he did on that cross takes for you. He died for you then. You die in his death. All the crazy stuff that you've done died in his death. It was all put on the cross. Supernaturally, it was put on the cross for you. But that doesn't happen until you accept him. You have to accept him for that to happen. It says through faith we receive salvation. So through faith, that means through trust, we have received that salvation. If you have no trust, no faith, you don't really have it. But if you have trust and faith and you completely trust on Jesus, you have the whole nine yards that Jesus did for you on that day. What do you think, Jacob?
Well, I was just thinking, you know, because the Lord has been dealing with me personally, and I can talk about, you know, I can talk about dreams and visions that me and my wife have been given over the last couple of months, and personal prophetic words that we've received from prophetic people that we trust, and God just speaking to us in our spirit. The Lord's been dealing with me about the love wall, and he's been doing this for quite a while. And, you know, I was just sitting here thinking today that, you know, we're talking about the cross, and, you know, that Jesus died for everybody. Well, that'll make you look at people a whole lot different. You know, the Bible talks about bearing with one another in love. And, you know, love is not envious. And, you know, 1 Corinthians 13 talks all about what love is.
Yes.
And it's the personality of Jesus Christ. Well, you know, we're talking about the cross, and I'm sitting here while you're talking thinking about all this. Things that the Lord keeps pushing through my mind about the way we look at other people. And, you know, when we see other people, you know, and the way they act toward us, like if it's rude, or like if we think somebody's a little bit off and somebody's got a problem, the first thing we ought to think about is Jesus died for that person and God loves them.
Amen.
That's the first thing. That is the first thing that should pop in our mind, and we got to practice that. It's not a normal, natural human thing to think like that. But we, you know, this is my experience, you know, that I'm going through right now. And, you know, the Lord wants us to look at people the way he does. You know, my father died for those. My father sent me to die for those people. And, you know, God puts up with a lot of us. And he really does, like Jesus put up with the disciples. You know, the disciples didn't act right 24 hours a day, and neither do we. You know, we're all human. But Jesus died for us, and God loved us so much that he sent his son. And so when we look at other people, no matter what they're doing, you know, no matter how they act toward us, it doesn't matter. God sent his son to die for those people. And, you know, we need to treat people according to what God's intention was for that person.
Praise God. Praise God. That's just, you know, seeing things through the eyes of Christ. I know back a long time ago, I had a supernatural intervention where Jesus revealed, it's been a long time ago, but he showed me his love for folks. And when I experienced that, I couldn't explain that love. I've never known that type of love, you know, the unconditional love that he has for us. And that was just hard because, you know, us humans, we have conditions. If you're not this way, if you're not that way, you know, we'll love you if you're this way. But if you're like that, nah, I don't have nothing to do with you. If you're like that, I certainly ain't going to, you know, that conditional love. But the way that Jesus had unconditional love for all of us to put himself on the cross and die that horrible death, he loved us a whole lot, and he loved his people the whole lot too. But like I said, if you had came to me, is what he said to the Israelites. He said, if you come to me, I would have pulled you to myself like a hen to itself. I would have done this for you, but y'all denied me. He loved them that much, and they denied him. And he loves us that much. When he died on the cross, he knew if he didn't pay that price for you, Jacob, for me, for you that's listening right here, one that's listening on a replay, if he knew what you was going to do, he knew this stuff because he was the Son of God. He knew everything. He knows the beginning to the end. He knows what your life is now and how it's going to end up. He knows all these things. He gives us a choice to make decisions on how we want our lives to produce, praise God. But he knew that if he didn't die on that cross, that you was going to go to hell. There was no way out. I'm just talking straightforward here. You would go to hell. You had to pay for that sin, and you couldn't do it. Only he could do that. And through his blood, he did that for you. But now the only thing he asks is for you to accept him. That's it. It's not free. He paid that price. Only thing you've got to do is accept that, don't you, Jacob?
That's it. But, you know, I want to go back real quick to, you know, the way we look at people, man. This is, you know, this topic, I didn't think this was going to go this direction, but this topic is real for me, you know.
Amen.
Of all the stuff we've talked about over the past few months as far as what we've done, as far as these shows, this topic is really, really real for me because of what I was talking about earlier and the way we look at people and Jesus dying for everybody and God's plan. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1 that it was God's desire to adopt us by Jesus Christ unto himself. You know, that was his whole plan from the beginning. Before the foundation of the world, the Lamb was slain. This was already a premeditated plan. Because God wanted a relationship so bad that he planned all this before the foundation of the world even happened.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I ain't never said it like that, man, but I'm just like, dude, I'm into this. So.
Yes, there you go. But yes, that's the whole thing is that, you know, when Adam and Eve fell, he knew what he was going to do. He knew that he had to send his only son. He knew that. He knew that there was no other way but to do that. So when he did that, Jesus paid that mighty price for us. And what we're going to do next, we're going to go right into a song, and we're going to go into the Lamb of God. Here we go.
Cross you bore, you opened up the door, you did it all for love.
the dawn of healing grace. Before I was born, the bell had long been tolled, and peace with God was won.
Everlasting love.
Song. Praise God. It was awesome to hear that song. God is doing some awesome things. Praise God. How you doing, Jacob?
I'm doing good. That Lamb of God song with the Rise from Zion song that we played before, I think off the whole album that's off of, those are my two favorite ones.
Praise God. Praise God. That is an awesome song from Nate. Mike Mariachi stuff on iMusic. You can find it on iMusic, Amazon. He's there. So any of these songs, you could actually go there and find his music. Awesome. Can't say so much you can say about that. Really worships and really the heart for the Lord. Pray God. Jake, I'm talking about a while ago, man.
Well, we're just I was just talking about it's a touching thing for me that, like I said, that we're doing this topic because it makes me think about all the things that God has personally dealt with me about you know, people and loving people. And I had a prophetic word. One of the prophetic words I've recently received was about compassion and love for people and healing and the walking in the power of God and how it takes that, you know, compassion and love to walk in the power of God a whole lot more than what we've been doing. And I'm reminded of a story about Jack Coe. He's a great healing evangelist, died really young, 38 years old. And Kenneth Hagin wrote down a prophecy on a piece of paper about Jack Coe and gave it to Oral Roberts. And the prophecy was this, that he needed to judge himself in three areas, or God was going to judge him himself. And one of the three areas was his lack of love for the brothers. And whenever I heard that prophetic word over me and my wife, that was the thing that popped in my head, was what, you know, God told Kenneth Hagin to tell Jack Coe. And Jack Coe died at a young age, but one of the reasons that he died is because he didn't judge himself. And,
yes,
he was 38. I've outlived him and all of that kind of stuff. But at the same time, you know, when we look at people, even when we're ministering to people, we have to look at them like we've been talking through this whole show, that Jesus died for them. And because Jesus died for them, you know, they're important to God. Every single human being on this planet is important to God, no matter what shape they're in, no matter where they're from. It doesn't matter who they are, where they're from, what creed, nationality they are. You know, Jesus bought back the whole earth on the cross. He bought everything in the earth. He completely bought back everything, but there's a whole bunch of people out there that don't know that they've been redeemed by Jesus Christ's blood. And so we got a huge job to do, and healing and deliverance is only part of that. That's a small part of the job about bringing people into reconciliation with God. And so this has been a fantastic topic.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome. And God's doing a lot of awesome things with a lot of awesome topics, and today is one of them. I was talking to Sister in Christ, and we are going to have a new person coming on the Healing Light channel. Her name is actually Ann. She's going to be doing shows on the Healing Light channel on Roku TV all the time. You're going to see her shows popping in with all the other programs. And I'm going to welcome her, you know, welcome her on the page and all that stuff, too. And we're also going to have her to come in on the show next Friday night at 8 p.m. She's going to be praying and prophesying over folks, also the time of the Lord. But, you know, as I was interviewing her, because everybody before I brought them and I talked to them, see what their life was about and all that stuff, I was actually talking about that. And I was talking about how the Lord revealed the cross earlier, how important the cross was for me personally, also that if he didn't die on the cross, that I'm to God but through that cross. No matter what this world teaches you and tells you there's many different ways, the enemy wants you to believe there's many different ways where he could pull you down to hell every which way that is leading straight to hell except for one, and that's Christ. And that's what the Word of God says. There's nothing else really much about any other faith that their Messiah is the way. They're trying to find the way. But Jesus is the one that says, I am the way. So the guy is saying, if Jesus has said, I am the way, and then he rose again from the dead, that puts the cherry on top, Jake. When he raised from the dead, that put the cherry on top. That's showing you that he is who he said he was. So when he died on the cross, that awful death on that cross, and he rose again for you, that means he could resurrect you from the old self, the old self of you that was actually convicting you to death. And that cross wouldn't mean save you where you go to heaven one day. That cross was to save you from yourself, where you could live a better life. He don't only want you just to go to heaven one day. He wants to bring heaven here on this earth through you, praise God. A lot of people wants that glory one day, but the rest of the days they're going to go through hell on this earth just waiting for that ticket to go to heaven. No, he wants that to manifest in your life now. What do you think, Jacob?
The resurrection power dwells in us. I was visiting a church recently, and one of the first things, the pastor gave me the mic and let me talk a little bit. The first thing I said was, the same power that dwells in you is the same power that raised Christ from the dead. That resurrection power is not just so that you can walk in power, you know, to heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils, and cleanse lepers. But that resurrection power has everything to do with how you live your daily life. Leonard Ravenhill was a great man of God. He was a revival type preacher, and he said, "Look, when we get to heaven, we're gonna be astonished at how many blessings of God that we never reached out for that was already there for us to receive." Well, the resurrection power is enablement for you to live the life to receive those blessings. And I always tell people the Bible is an open book test. If you fail in any area, it's not on God, it's on you. And so we have the Bible talks about exceeding and precious promises that he's already given to us. And so that resurrection power that flows in us is is for that purpose right there, so that we can walk as sons of God and receive those blessings, because we're going to have them to be able to reach the world. You know, so the blessings are not just for you; they're really for the. You know, we're just people that kind of passed it out, kind of like what Jesus did. He passed out the kingdom of heaven while he was on earth, and so
praise God.
We're just here to pass it out, and that's what that resurrection power in Romans 8:11 is talking about.
God, that's so very true. And guys, as you've been saying, you can call if you want prayer tonight, and you need prayer very bad. You want to be on Facebook and here on Roku TV, you can call 505-602-9685. You can call that number right now, and we're fixing to pray. We're fixing to pray for everybody. We also can pray for you personally and see God move, praise God. So if you want us to pray for you tonight, you have cancer, you have something major. I'll pray for Jacob in a minute. But anyway, if you need prayer, you know, we'll pray. And we'll be praying for Jacob too, brother. I was messing with you there. But what I'm saying there is that if you need prayer, serious, if you need prayer, call in that number right now, and we will pray for you. It's 515-602-9685. It's 515-602-9685. We'll pray for you. So I'm going to go into one more song, and then we're going to go right in there. Just go ahead and call, and I will actually put you on hold. When the song's over, we will pray for you. Praise God. Here we go. Praise God. Praise God. That's an awesome song. Nothing is impossible for the Lord Jesus Christ because he did it all on the cross. Praise God. It's been an awesome time in the Lord. And I'm going to go ahead and let Jacob pray, do a mass prayer for everybody. Go ahead, Jacob.
All right, Father God, we just thank you for everybody that's listening tonight and that will listen in the future to any of the shows. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the topic that we talked about tonight. Lord, I ask God that it would permeate hearts, Lord, and make people think. You know, it sure made me think. Father, we just thank you, God. We thank you, God, for that you loved us so much that you did send your son to die for us, Father, and it made the world's biggest impact. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the blood that was shed for the remission of our sins. We thank you, Father God, that through faith in your son that we can have salvation and we can have hope and glory in Jesus' name. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you for everybody under the sound of our voices. Lord, we pray right now for peace, wholeness, and prosperity. Lord, we know that there's a whole lot of crazy things going on in the world right now. And, Father, the one thing people need is hope. So right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I just release angels of hope, Father God, to surround everybody in the world, Father God, in the United States especially, with the way things are going right now. Father, we just thank you. We thank you, Father God, that we have hope Amen. Through your son, and there's hope in your word. And right now, Lord, we'll just say a quick prayer for Israel. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you, Lord, that you will protect Israel, Lord, give the generals and the commanders in the army the intelligence and the wisdom that they need to protect their country.
Amen.
They're surrounded Amen. By tons of enemies, Father God, but with you all things are possible, and they can be free from their enemies,
Amen.
Father. So
Amen.
We thank you, God,
and,
for Israel.
Right now, Amen. Just right now in Jesus, we just ask the Lord to bring healing upon those. We ask for Michael, which is one of the angels of God, asking the Christian to set up his troops around Israel, protect God's land for protection upon God's sake. We ask you to watch that nation. Lord, we ask you to put up a mercy around that nation and bring healing and safety upon those people of that nation. We ask this name. Jesus, and you to go into our White House. We ask you to touch our Congress, touch our Senate. Let the Word of God be preached there once again, as it was, Lord. We ask you to make a change in our Congress, Lord. We just plead upon the White House, upon the Capitol, Lord, right now in Jesus' name. Every Satan put on our Capitol, break that curse in the name of Jesus. We plead right now. We have mercy, Father, in Jesus' name. We have mercy on our Capitol government, Lord. We repent to that government. We ask you to the government and move Satan out of that capital and bring the press on there to bring peace in that capital on all centers upon in there. Bring against that spirit after we bind it. Spirit of chaos, in Jesus' name, we bind 10-3 fall core. We bind that spirit, Jezebelic spirit, bind it, cast it into the spirit, note for it to no long turn. In Jesus' name, all of heaven, right name, we ask, Father God, to send his angels upon them and release the blood upon that capital to teach our nation again, to bring peace in. We ask that now in Jesus' name. We ask for somewhere to call for peace. peace for Israel, allow other nations to help Israel. We ask that now in Jesus' name. We ask peace to that nation to stop this war and fight against Israel. We ask this now in Jesus' mighty name. And if anybody out there has not received the Lord Jesus Christ, I ask you right now to say this prayer with me. Say, in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name, I repent for my sins. I believe that you died on the cross for me, and I believe that you rose on the third day for me, Jesus. And Lord, I accept you fully as my Lord and Savior. I lay my life down for you, upon you. I ask you to come inside of me and be my Lord and Savior. I accept you, Yahshua, Jesus the Christ, as my Lord and Savior. If you've just said this prayer, the Lord Jesus Christ has came into your heart. I ask you to get immersed and baptized in a nearby church. If you're around these areas, we can here at Healing Light Ministries or Jacob at the Sons of Righteousness Ministries can do the same thing. And I want to welcome you to the kingdom, praise God, because Jesus died for you. No matter where you are, he died for you. 2,000 years ago, he paid that mighty price for you. Now, I just ask the Holy Spirit to each and everybody who's listening to this broadcast. As Jacob was praying, the Holy Spirit was flowing. And right now, I send the Holy Spirit out to bring healing and deliverance upon everybody at the sound of my voice. I command knees to be healed. I command that arthritis to go right now in Jesus' name. I curse that spirit of COVID. I command that COVID to come out of their lungs and come out of them right now in Jesus' name. I command Satan to let go of that child. I bind that spirit of Satan. I command to let go of that child. Now go now in Jesus' name. Go to that abyss and never return in Jesus' name. I speak right now that a spirit of heaviness is on somebody. I speak to that spirit of heaviness. I command it to go and never return in Jesus' name, for it to bow to the feet of Jesus right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Heart disease. I come against the person that has been having heart attacks, been having anxiety attacks. I speak to that spirit that's on that chest. I bind that spirit and I cast it off in Jesus' name. Go in Yahshua's name. You go now. You never return in Jesus' name. I release the Holy Spirit upon the one that's needing help. Raise your hands right now. Say, Jesus, I need you. Right now, I just ask the Lord for the Holy Spirit to go upon that person. I command the fire of God to fall upon the person, to bring healing to that person, to bring healing, to remove that cancer out of their kidney and out of their liver. I command that cancer to be burnt out right now. I command a new kidney and a new liver to be put back in that place right now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, I ask you to fill that person up. Bring healing, complete healing to that person right now in Jesus' name at the sound of my voice. I just release the angels of God to go and pour the fire of God upon them, to pour that glory upon them right now. And I release the shalom, the peace that passes all understanding upon that person that's dealing with fear, that person that's dealing with chaos. I command the shalom. I release the shalom, the shalom. Right now, upon that person, right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to thank you all for listening tonight, and I want to thank you again, Jacob, for being on the show.
All the anytime, man. You know we have a good time every time we do this.
Amen, amen. I want to thank every one of you for listening to the show. I ask you to share this program to everybody that you know and let them know about the Healing Light Radio Show. We have them on Thursdays and Wednesdays, just different times. We had it on Wednesday this week, and we might have it on Wednesday again next week. We're going to see what we can do, but we're going to try having it on Wednesday again next week, and I'm trying to resurrect the Healing Light Morning Show. That's another thing I'm going to get ready to resurrect. I'm going to raise them from the dead. Praise God. So then the Friday night, then the Friday Healing Shows is going to pop back up, so I'll be looking forward to all that, and please subscribe to the Healing Light channel. If you got Roku TV, there's awesome programming that's playing all day long there. We have the Healing Light Radio Show, and we also have the Healing Light programs that's playing all day long. So it's going to be an awesome time, the Lord. I want to thank you guys again for listening to the Healing Light.
Thanks for listening to the Healing Light Radio Show.